Papa Now, everybody. Same crew. An hour later, Mark and Drew and Trudy and Jay and Trudy from 94.7 WCSX. And I know Trudy saw the story. I'm digging around finding it. May not be able to get to it right away. But the sergeant major on the cover of USA Today this morning.
Oh.
Well, he was kind of sort of married and had some kids and all that stuff. And
sounds nice.
Really?
A good military guy. And then
sounds like a great dude.
Yeah, he's a wonderful guy. But then I met this young lady when he was stationed in Stuttgart, Germany.
Ooh.
Stuttgart.
She sends him an email and mentions what a nice smile he has.
Huh.
And, she was just smitten, apparently, from the moment she met him. And what do you know, this crazy affair starts.
Oh.
And eventually, they're in Fort Benning, Georgia, and they're going to all kinds of swinger parties. And
really?
Yeah, and they were absolutely wild. And this went on for 10 years.
Huh. Wow. And
unfortunately, I don't know, maybe just got a little sick of her or something. Or
what?
Just decided, I've used you up. I've done it.
Jeez, what an ass.
See ya. And with that, somehow, word gets to the brass that they've got a sergeant major who's a swinger.
Hey, go big or go home.
And then at that point, they have to decide, are we going to investigate this? Is this enough? And they say, yeah, we better investigate this. And they find out some pretty scary shit.
Really?
Inspector General's report dates the affair to February 12, 2005, when Miss Armstrong worked as a contractor in Iraq handling the remains of combat fatalities. Smitten after seeing Haight at a base, she emailed him, and that's when she said he had a terrific smile.
Mm. Yeah, that's all it took. Aww. He's rock.
Yep. Eventually.
That's catnip for a dude, right?
Eventually, she caught up with Sergeant Major Haight. He responded. They hit it off.
Wait. What's his last name?
Major Haight?
Haight. H-A-I-G-H-T, like Haight Ashbury.
Still a cool name, though.
Major Haight.
Yeah.
Sergeant Major Haight.
Haight. This is what is so funny about it. His honesty and sociability were attractive, she said. But he had a hard part. A mark left by the war. They quickly became romantic. I wonder how quick that was. Sounds like it was real quick. And he promised her they would spend their lives together after he left the military, she said. Armstrong's account of their... yes. Her account of their affair is backed up by emails, she said the two shared, indicating trysts involving other women, other couples, and encounters with strangers at swingers clubs. Yes!
Wow.
Ooh, woo!
Huh.
Partay! Armstrong's name is redacted. The Army inspector just really does her a lot of good in this story, doesn't it? She identified herself to USA Today as his longtime girlfriend and swinging companion. She provided copies of emails from Haight's official military account that show their relationship continued into 2015, started in 2005.
Wow.
Wow. 2015 anonymous tips about his extramarital affairs were brought up to the Pentagon's inspector general. Ultimately, the Army's inspector general took the case. They ordered him to sever contact with her. Investigators, I think he had already started to do that. They interviewed her and others and substantiated allegations he had an affair and lived a swinger lifestyle.
What part don't they like? The affairs or the swinger lifestyle?
They don't like any of it because they think it makes him subject to blackmail.
Yeah, I've seen Homeland.
Oh, right.
You watch Homeland? Remember that? The bitch in Berlin?
Yeah.
The redhead tried to take him down because she was getting it on with the Russian guy.
But let me tell you, let me ask you. Here's his official photograph.
Oh, okay.
Does this look like somebody you would see swinging?
Major Haight?
Yeah.
No.
And turn it over and you'll see the picture of them together.
He's not He's not gross enough.
Whoa. Okay, that's... Yeah,
get a room with him, Mark. Gee.
What? No, but really you know, swingers.
Lantern jawed? Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's quite lantern jawed.
I picture him nude now.
Actually, I want to see. Can I see?
I could kind of see them swinging.
Could you? Well,
it's crazy as hell. But I don't know. Whenever you see one of those weird videos where, you know, the swingers are telling you how normal it is to be a swinger,
right?
It always seems like it's, I don't know, someone kind of like that with gray hair in their 50s, and they just love the lifestyle.
So, have you ever met
all nude standing around
swingers?
A potluck?
Yes, it's well. There is that
they
one.
They are, Trudy.
Really?
Yeah, you've seen those.
I think we saw the same video, Mark.
Well, there was the documentary, right?
Yeah,
yeah. And they're all nudes dinner at a potluck, and I'm like, well, that just seems unhealthy. Pubes, and
the lifestyle,
bodily fluids around food, the lifestyle. That's it. That and then Bruno. Was it Bruno or yeah? It was Bruno?
Yeah.
Remember Bruno went to a swingers party?
Oh, yeah. In the lifestyle, though, they all went to like
absurd one.
One person would host like six couples for the weekend. And
yeah.
They'd go and they just bang the hell out of each other
and then eat potluck.
Yeah.
I mean,
they brought a dish.
What do they do besides that? I mean, do they go, you know, boating and fishing and stuff like
no,
that?
No, you
mean,
don't maybe associate outside of the
street. So it's just all sex. That's seems all like they do. Is just roll around on the
a lot of drinking, and a lot of banging.
Huh.
And a lot of watching.
Some of them have become friends, though. I thought that was part of that documentary. Like, they actually do go boating and all that other crap.
But how weird is that? It's like, you want to go boating today? Okay, are we going to fuck each other's wives, too? No, not today. Today we're just going to be friends. Today it's just going to be strictly boating.
Yeah, what is it?
That sounds so boring.
Is it a 3/4 vote? The fourth person that doesn't want to do it just has to participate?
I guess so.
God, I hate to be a square, but it's weird to think about.
And what if, like, there's a couple, and the guy likes to say Sergeant Major Hate just thinks the other chick is way hot,
yeah,
but the other dude is kind of gross, and she doesn't want anything to do with him.
Yeah.
And he's uncirced, and she's really grossed out about that, because she's not in uncirced penises.
He's a general, by the way. General Hate.
General Hate, yeah.
Major right. General Hate.
And then, would she just take one for the team, or how does that work?
Well, yeah, you got to, because you have to keep it. You know,
or maybe she just pounds him off. She doesn't go all the way with him. I don't know. I don't know how the lifestyle works.
Me either. You know, it'd be something to find out from.
Lifestyle.
I mean, could there ever be a contact?
Why not?
No, I'm not going to do any reporter involvement there.
The lifestyle. Let's find out more about the lifestyle.
That's weird. Okay, maybe I'm a square now.
Today we're just going to be doing some boating.
So is this swinging done?
Yeah, it sounds like his swinging days. Well, no, because he has to
retire,
so he can swing his ass off.
This is the silver lining for him. He's free of everything.
True.
Free of even her. He can go swing with everybody.
And he can get a pension and all that, right? Still?
Yes, pension's been knocked down, but he still gets $98,000 a year.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
I know. Isn't it bullshit?
Wait, what is it supposed to be?
$123,000.
Oh, how will he live?
It Jesus. Didn't seem like that big a knockdown.
No.
But yeah, that was the USA Today cover story today.
Hey, speaking of old dudes, what do you think of the Larry King thing? The kingdom is in trouble.
Yes. Now there's some audio. Larry actually addresses that, doesn't he?
Does he?
Yeah, he doesn't do very well addressing
it. Who was cheating on who?
She was
cheating on him.
I thought that was obvious, but I just had to ask because he is.
Did you read the text between them?
No, I didn't.
Because at one point the guy's like, something about having a huge cock. And she's like, can you come over for a fitting? Remember
whoa.
That, Drew?
Yes, yeah.
Gross.
That's Larry's wife.
Oh, my goodness. What was her name? Sean?
Sean,
yeah. Okay, is this Larry talking?
A legendary broadcaster and a household name. He is here today. He's joined by his beautiful wife, Sean. Larry King is
like
here with us.
Too.
Welcome back.
I'm
nice
a household name.
Pause
you
for a sec, Jay.
Are you kidding?
Oh, maybe I'm pausing. Yeah.
Well, make when we see
back
them.
Back it up a little bit.
A couple. This couple looks so
wrong.
Ridiculous. It's like there's some pretty looking woman and her grandfather. I mean, really, doesn't it look like that?
Just prepare yourself for a really bad joke from King off the bat.
Okay, let's hear
she's
it.
She's just fresh as a daisy, and he's like...
She's pretty.
As old as dirt.
Yeah, you know the bedroom smells like old
just
man.
Just push it up, Daisy. She's fresh as a daisy. He's pushing them up.
Larry King is here with us. Welcome back. It's
I'm
nice
a household name.
You are a household name. Are you kidding me?
No. That was my other name, Tide.
That's
my household name.
Not a lot of people are going to get
Drew,
that.
Well, I've never seen Drew roll his eyes that hard.
So
for a second, it was very
Mark Steinis laughed his balls off at that.
When I started this business and I wanted to go work at MTV, which I did, they said, no, Larry King. Larry King. You've got to Larry King only. I was like, Larry King.
It's one word. One word.
Larry King.
Larry King.
I had a little kid come up to me on an airplane once. He's walking down. I'm sitting. He looks at me and goes, Larry King live.
That's actually
well, so listen, there are people talking about
tough room.
You're tough room. You've been married 19 years.
19 years.
Gross. 19 years. How are you dealing with all the recent rumors that are swirling around your relationship?
Well, you said an interesting word, rumor. You know, I've been in the business, next May will be 60 years. And I've dealt with rumors a long time, interviewed people involved with rumors, and rumors
She's trying to look at him lovingly, and it's not working very well.
Pay the truth. Oh, it gets better. Pay any attention
can't
to
keep the lie
but,
going.
You know, last week there was a rumor going around about Larry and a speech he made in Kiev, and you know, there was all this falderah about that. This week, I'm the latest pinup girl. It's
No, what about the text about the guy's cock?
Pause here.
What about that?
For fitting.
Do you remember a rumor last week about Larry saying something in Kiev?
No.
No one does. So why is she throwing him under the bus with some rumor that happened in Kiev when it's all about, like Drew said?
Yeah.
Well, she said some guy.
She said this week I'm the pinup girl. No, you're not the pinup girl. You're the guy that's talking about fitting some guy's big cock
in a hotel room.
You are, and it's on your phone, and Larry sent it out there. So you guys are freaks. So what do you say about that, huh?
No, I just want to know about this rumor of something he said in Kiev.
Nothing. No, he
it's a big deal.
Tell you the truth, I don't pay any attention to them.
But, you know, last week there was a rumor going around about Larry and a speech he made in Kiev. And, and you know, there was all this falderah about that. This week, I'm the latest pinup girl. It's you have to just develop a shell
around yourself.
You're not a
pinup girl, sorry, honey. You're 57.
And not get hard on the inside.
Hard on. And,
see, that's hard to
and
do.
Stick together.
That's easy to say, but hard to do in this town.
Yeah, but we've been at it for a while.
He puts our pillows... Like he puts, we have an horizontal,
and
then we have a vertical.
I do this.
Yeah.
He does it.
Oh,
that's so. Right. I know Larry's been there.
You know what?
When our pillows
Sean,
look like that.
Sit down, okay. Larry. Sit down.
You guys.
All those rumors, we're going to put them to rest right now. The two of you get in your bed.
Get the 25% off of Sean and Larry's line if you'd like. Visit sleeplikeaking.com.
Oh,
sleep like
weird.
A king, not
Watch
kings.
How fast she repels me.
Not sleeplikeking.com. Use the code HOME and you'll get a 25% discount. Yeah.
Pulled apart.
Imagine Larry on top, huffing and puffing, red-faced, on top of her. Oh!
Did you hear him say, I got a hair in my mouth?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Did he say that?
Yes.
I've been out of hair in my mouth since 1925.
Can you imagine? They've been married how long? And she's had to listen to that voice all those years.
I know.
And all those bad jokes.
Oh.
She just spaces out and thinks of the bank account.
Right.
Yes. Is that worth it, though? That can't be worth it.
No.
If you asked her, I have to believe she'd tell you, no, of course it's not worth it. My God, I thought it was going to be worth it, but he's, look how long he's lived. He's got who knows when he's going down.
They have two children, though.
I know.
He banged her at least twice.
He did.
And that in the motility of whatever that was that got up in there got to its destination.
Ew.
Sorry.
Ew.
That would have been
biological, but
hold on the kids.
They're older, man.
Yeah, they're teenagers.
Chase. Is it one Chase? Chase King?
Chase.
Chase or Chance? Oh, let's look it up.
Name that kid.
Man.
Larry. Larry did.
Are they...
One of the kids' names are Cannon and Chance.
Oh, Cannon and Chance.
Do they have glasses? All very weak.
Wear suspenders. Yeah, very thin.
Oh, how bizarre.
He always tweets about him.
How could she? I mean, that they look so ridiculous together. I mean, that's like Larry. Look, he's trying to look as cool as he possibly can in that black suit, and he looks like he looks like he belongs in assisted living, and she looks like she's still pretty hot.
His kids in that picture, by the way, they're what, like maybe 5 and 7, and they're almost as tall as him.
I know. And don't they look like they run the house?
Yeah.
And the one kid's got really long hair. The other kid's got that very spiked hair.
Mm-hmm.
Check out this guest he had on the other day. The iconic Vanna White joins me tomorrow.
The iconic
I have questions for the Wheel of Fortune host.
No
one does. As always, great pleasure talking with Julie Chen.
How do you turn the letters? How do the letters turn? It's a silly question, but I've always wondered that. How do letters turn? I mean, you touch them and it turns.
Why do you have to buy the vowels? So stupid.
I know.
Oh, here's a picture of Chance and Cannon. He tweeted it out the other day. Drew's going to say one's hot. You see him?
Yeah. Okay.
You're hot for him.
The one with the swooped hair.
It's got Jumpman logo.
Way too fashionable.
You know, they don't look anything like Larry King because they're not 300 years old.
And they're not his.
You don't think they're his?
No, I do not.
K I just don't know what to make of that.
That is too weird.
If you worry about every side effect of her prescription, you never take a pill.
Oh, God, his tweets are so horrible.
When he does his 2 cents, yeah.
But there's his celebrity net worth. That explains it all. $150
million. Ooh, wow.
Okay. She fell in love with a wallet?
What if they found out that actually the children's DNA was from Larry's wallet? Actually fathered those children.
It's just dollar signs.
She somehow was able to get semen out of that wallet.
Ew. Ugh. If I could pick one surprising team in the NFL this year, it could be Tampa Bay.
Larry.
Is he really into sports?
Where did the term "it's a lot of baloney" come from? It's my 2 cents. He had another one about I'd give up my broadcast career just to be a good baseball player. Larry, I think a lot of people would give up their jobs just to be a good Major League Baseball player.
Scarborough, Maine.
I'm looking for, you know, the thing that always makes you crack up is he eulogizes people.
Yeah, people that you've never heard of.
Yeah, but he's worked with for years. You know?
Of course. Well, they're his age.
Last time I checked, it was my show.
Mr. Haney. Oh, here we go. I found one.
Mr. Haney?
Saddened by the death. Oh, of course I should have known this one. Saddened by the death of John McLaughlin, a TV staple for 34 years and a man of great wit. He does, though. If someone dies, go to King's Twitter immediately.
Wait, who is McLaughlin again? That's
the McLaughlin Group.
Oh, yeah, McLaughlin.
Wrong.
89 years old.
Yeah.
Right.
Wrong.
Of course.
Which everybody only thinks of Dana Carvey. Sketch.
I know. And the one with Sinatra in it that was so good.
Was that from the McLaughlin
was
Group?
Was that it with Billy Idol? I think that
was something. That was a different bit. Because McLaughlin, he always had, like, the panelists were the real people that were on there. And then he'd ask a serious question. And they'd start talking. And he'd just go, wrong! And then give his opinion was the answer. And then he'd ask ridiculous questions. And then they'd be forced to answer him. And they're like, I don't know. And they'd throw something out there.
And he also looked like the smartest man in the room then.
Yeah. Huh.
Okay.
Strategy.
Here's a story about Nicole Curtis, the rehab addict chick.
Oh, yeah.
Who is... just seems like a nutcase.
Yeah.
Based on all this court activity. She was with this guy, Shane McGuire, from Minnesota for a long time. Mm-hmm.
Who apparently is loaded, by the way.
Hey.
Yeah, he is loaded.
Real estate, I think.
Is it real estate?
I think so.
Okay. So the connection, I mean, that seems fairly obvious because she's into rehabbing houses and real estate by real estate.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Hey, she's in an interesting profession that. Yeah, you have an interest in.
Oh, yeah. No, I find it, I mean, rehabbing, we don't rehab houses, we flip, but really we buy them, fix them up and rent them, and then sell them.
Maybe she could come over and boss Rob around.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure she could. Rob does not need her help, trust me. But the weird thing is this child custody thing is just so annoying. You can tell this guy is just going crazy because she won't let him have the kid overnight. He can't have the kid unsupervised, and these are all her rules, not the court. So he's been trying to take her to court, and then she, for a while there, he couldn't get her in court because she said that he wasn't the father. So he had to get a DNA test. He had to go to court to get this kid DNA tested, and yes, he is the father. So now they're saying she was demanding custody and asking for very little for him, and somehow in the end, they're talking about joint custody now.
Really?
Yeah, it sounds like the judge is going to allow for joint custody, and he's, of course, getting his overnight visits, but she's not cooperating with the visits. I mean, this is stuff that commonly happens with people who are, where someone is really difficult or both people are very difficult. For example, she, this isn't from today's article, but I read this in the one a couple weeks ago, where it was his weekend to have the kids, and she announces at the last minute that, oh, by the way, I'm in New York.
Yeah, you have to come here.
So you have to come to New York to get the kid. Uh-huh. It's like, what the? What do you mean you have to come to New York? You were supposed to be wherever she is every Friday afternoon. So she plays little games like that to screw this guy over. So then at the end of the story, they just sort of offhandedly mention it. Oh, and by the way, her mother wants a restraining order against her.
Whoa.
Her mother.
Yeah.
Wow.
And her mother's quotes are let's see. Her mother, Clarkson resident Joan Curtis, filed a personal protection order against her July 20th, claiming she threatened her and was dangerous.
Whoa.
They denied the request, and the PPO request, Curtis's mother said her daughter has ongoing jealousy and rage due to her hate for me.
Huh.
Joan Curtis listed a handful of other instances and claimed they were grounds for a PPO, including incident July 20th in the Oakland County Courthouse parking lot. God, I wish you could have witnessed this.
Well, you know, there's video of it.
In which she claims her daughter screamed and yelled at her from a truck window before driving recklessly through the lot to get near me.
Probably rebuild that wall I just knocked down.
She was on her show a couple of times. Amicably,
mom was?
Yeah.
Hmm. What was her mom do?
Apparently not enough. Well, she wasn't on the show enough.
It kind of looked like slave labor.
For the mom?
Painting or scrubbing something.
Oh boy. You know, she's an attractive woman.
She's very beautiful.
Really pretty. Her celebrity net worth, by the way, is $5
million. Oh. Huh. She'd branch out a few more shows, possibly.
Did you see Tony Hawk bought a house in Detroit?
Yeah.
Anybody want to take a stab at what that's all about?
What do you mean? He's been here a couple times.
Why would he want a house here?
I don't know. It's a cool area.
I'm not trying to knock it. I live here, but it's not exactly the epicenter
of... But he's down in the Cass Quarter in Midtown. It's not actually Midtown, though. I can't think what neighborhood it is. Begins with a B. I'm drawing a total blank on it.
Not Brightmoor.
Oh, God, no.
Woodbridge.
Woodbridge. Nice. Yeah. Okay, it had a B in it.
The bridge part.
Yeah, Woodbridge. So down by Wayne State.
The Loft Warehouse in that area?
That's the company I think that sold. I was on their website a lot today looking at places.
Really?
Well, that's a cool loft.
Are you going to buy it?
Because you saw the Tony Hawk story?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it worked.
His wife is from here.
Really?
That's what it says.
Oh, I didn't know. What's your answer?
Detroit Free Press says his wife is from here.
Oh,
originally.
Okay.
There's your answer.
That explains it. That's all I didn't. That's what I did not know because I just couldn't figure out why would Tony Hawk want to buy a house downtown?
Yeah.
And actually, it's like a triplex. It's got three residences in the same building, and he wants one, and they're going to lease the other two. So
remember when they were thinking about putting the X Games here?
Yeah.
And I think he may have had some influence over that.
Oh.
To try to get it here. And then it ended up going to Austin, Texas. But
he was pushing for it. He was helping to push for it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that, you know, they thought that would be a really cool thing. And for, what happened to it, but.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because Austin, Texas, I think, is more.
Austin has. Everything.
Yeah. It kind of is all built up and entertaining already. So.
She was just saying we got an email from. Somebody related to Tony Hawk's wife.
Oh.
No kidding.
And I don't know.
What's he saying?
Something to do with why he's moving here, I guess.
Okay.
I don't even remember this.
Huh.
Can you show this to Drew? My cousin is married to Tony and grew up here in Bloomfield. Pretty cool. They bought this house Wednesday in the D. Oh, for none.
So I might be able to get a number.
Yeah. Mm. The Hawkster?
Hawkster. That'd be cool.
Yeah, we'll take it. And, Hope Solo. Oh, no. Hope Solo suspended from soccer.
What a crock of crap, man.
What, the suspension?
Well, the timing of the suspension, Drew. She's got nothing going on for six months.
No, it's over.
The World Cup's over. The Olympics are over. She was going to take a six-month vacation anyway.
But she just popped off. I mean, she just said they're cowards. Who'd she call cowards?
Sweden.
Sweden, okay.
But.
Why Sweden?
Do you really want to know?
From the soccer game, whatever. What did they do that was cowardly?
They played an incredibly defensive game, which if you're the lesser of two soccer teams, this is the right thing to do. And you wait for the proper time to counter. So, in other words, they didn't kick. In layman's terms, they didn't try to kick the ball in the net as much as she wanted them to.
Well, it's strategy. It's
no shit.
And they won, didn't they?
Yeah.
So
well, they went to a shootout and then penalty kicks and then Sweden won.
Oh, but, so she gave up the winning goal on a penalty kick?
Of course. So of course she was sour grapes, but then USA Soccer, whoever it is that's suspending her, claims that it's actually a culmination of everything she's done, like beating the shit out of her nephew and getting drunk, or her husband Jeremy Stevens getting the drunk driving in the team van. Remember that one?
Oh yeah.
I mean, it's just been one thing after another. She's kind of a pain in the ass. So now they decide to.
She's a huge pain in the ass.
Yeah.
She's volatile as hell.
Now if she didn't say these things, I doubt she would have been suspended. But this was just the perfect time and opportunity to say, why don't you just disappear for 6 months?
Especially since she won't miss anything.
She's not going to miss a thing.
Huh.
She's not going to miss a thing.
And if anyone asks you if you want to see Hope Solo's butthole.
Have you seen it, Trudy?
Say no.
Say no.
Trudy, have
say
you seen no. it?
Mark, you were here and witnessed my anguish and outrage. I can't unsee it.
I've shown so many people that butthole, I lose track.
And now Google thinks I'm a creep. Sends me all this crap.
Google knows you're
all these crappy
already.
Porn suggestions.
Hey, or Google already knew. Hey, what happens if you're talking to your Google phone and ask it about Hope Solo's butthole?
No, I'm not going to do that.
Just say, hey Google, what shape is Hope Solo's butthole in?
I'll do it. Should I ask Siri?
You ask Siri, and Trudy, you ask Google.
Okay, who goes first?
Siri, can you show me a picture of Hope Solo's butthole?
You're not going to ask what shape it's in?
Let me have a look.
Ew. Don't do it, Siri.
She's going to have a look.
Don't do it.
Found on the web.
Oh, so she just took you to the web. Is she even close to it, the butthole?
Well, there's pictures of Hope Solo.
Okay, Google.
Spank my butthole.
Can I see pictures of Hope Solo's butthole?
Your phone's just going to shut down.
Oh, it wouldn't talk.
It wouldn't talk. It's like, talk if you want it. To, you fucking creep.
Oh, but it goes straight to Hope Solo Naked. 34 photos.
Google wins.
One.
What?
Hashtag the fappening.
That's right.
No.
That's right. It was part of the
no,
fappening.
No, they
right?
did?
Man,
whoa.
Man, there's a...
I'm going to rag on Siri. I'm going to rag Siri. Okay, quiet. Heads up.
That should be the next Android ad, this whole conversation. I mean, clearly, Android just beat iOS.
Fourth down, sexy Hope Solo asshole.
Sexy? Sexy? Animal wrote
no,
that.
The
no.
internet isn't judgmental.
We got an email from a guy about Hope Solo's BH.
Oh, my God.
And they said, hey, forget about the BH. Have you seen the other side? And then mentioned something about roast beef, and I'm totally forgot about
it.
I totally forgot about that.
That one.
Which one?
There.
Wait, how do I?
What?
I know. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't.
I'm going to click on it because I have your phone. It's not my phone.
No.
Oh.
What?
Well, this is interesting.
What?
Show me your dirty brown A-hine. Created by this blog for men, for M and F. Okay. Who want to show us their most private brown anus.
All right, we have to do a factory reset.
Ew, listen to this. I feel bad just saying this. Dirty or clean, gaping.
Oh, Jesus.
Show
Christ.
It off. The goal is to eventually meet up for a date. Perhaps you'll meet somebody. Nobody's going to meet somebody on this website.
Somebody's going to have to edit this.
Wait, is this Hope Solo?
Jay? I don't know.
Let me tell Siri how disappointed I am. Siri, I asked for Hope Solo's butthole, and you showed me pictures of Hope Solo playing soccer. What the fuck?
Here are some images of Hope Solo playing soccer. What the fuck I found on the web.
What?
There's your phone back, Trudy.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh!
Oh, you asshole!
Oh, give it to Drew.
No!
You're right. That is an a-hole.
Oh, God.
Or a b-hole.
Okay, factory reset.
Siri, I'm so disappointed. I said Hope Solo's butthole. Please.
I don't know what you mean by Siri, I'm so disappointed. I said Hope Solo's butthole, please.
Your cell phone blows.
Wow.
Siri, don't you know what a butthole is?
That's not nice.
Well, you're the one that doesn't know.
She's pretty judgmental.
Siri, a butthole is what eliminates feces from the body.
It's the sphincter.
It's not all it's for.
Checking on that. Here's what I found on the web for a butthole is what eliminates feces from the body.
It's what eliminates it?
Feces from the body. Oh, she put me on Wikipedia. Human anus.
Oh, what's wait. What's the stock photo they use on Wikipedia?
There's no photo.
What? For an I bet you there is.
I'm looking. No.
See,
no,
Wikipedia, so. Type in anus.
Oh, yeah, there is. There we go. It's a medical.
Oh,
it's
nice.
The model.
It's a diagram.
That's weak.
No, it's the half, the like cut in half version of it that cut away.
See also anal canal. Oh, maybe it's canal. Anal. It should be anal canal or anal canal.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is fancy.
And I will spank my butthole a little bit.
Are you telling Siri that?
Yeah, we're passing it along to Siri. Hold on.
Okay.
And I will spank my butthole a little bit.
Okay. It's rectum.
Okay, hold on. Come on, Siri. Get it together. Here we go. Okay, Siri, you showed me the human anus. Now I want to see Hope Solo's anus or butthole.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, she's not speaking to you at all.
Maybe she's...
We're in soccer.
What?
What is she?
Siri, forget about the soccer. We want Hope Solo's butthole.
I'm getting Hope Solo's schedule.
Schedule?
By a regulation of the quarterfinals, Sweden defeated United States 4-3 in penalty kicks on August 12, 2016.
She's just playing dumb.
The next day, she bleached her...
I get it, Siri. You're just playing dumb.
That doesn't sound good.
Yeah, exactly. That reminded me, Charlotte, you got to be careful what you say around kids.
Oh, really?
Because Charlotte, I'm learning this all too unfortunate. By the way, did I tell you today she told me I was George Bush again and ran out of the room laughing? Did I tell you that story?
You mentioned the George Bush thing yesterday.
She threw a shoe at me, and I said, "Who do you think I am, George Bush?" And she went, "You, George Bush," and ran out of the room laughing. She did it again today. She threw something and said, "You, George Bush," and ran out of the room. Like,
look at the memory.
Oh, her memories.
That elephant-like memory.
It's frightening how good her memory is. So the other day, Julie's giving her a bath, and she gets out, and she looks at Julie, and she goes, "My butt has hole." And, you know, Julie's trying not to laugh to encourage it, but she's, like, taking her hand and, like, pointing to it. Like, "My butt has hole," and laughed. So, of course, she dresses her and sends her my way and goes, "Tell Dad what you said." She just starts smiling, laughing. Goes, "My butt has hole," and I lost it, man. I couldn't stop laughing. And then I go, "Your butt also has a crack in it." Totally confused.
Oh my god! So your kid is now fascinated with her butthole,
huh?
So it's perfect that your kid is now fascinated with her butthole.
No, fixated on her butthole. It's quite fr- actually, you know what I did tell her? I said, I forgot about this. I said, "Charlotte, things are only supposed to go out of that your whole life."
Out hole.
Mm-hmm.
Good. You explained that.
Sayonara, butthole.
So let's see if that memory sticks.
Good.
Let's not see.
You can never I don't think you can undo certain things with little kids.
She's 2.5. She's not going to remember. She's just a parrot right now.
Did you, with Siri, you know, and the butthole problem, did you, maybe they have her software in the future, they can fix it, but did you see the thing about Streisand?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Fixing the software.
I know.
Demanding to Tim Cook.
I cannot believe that they even listen to her. Why would Tim Cook even dick around
with
that? I told
you, they're probably on a board for a charity together. That's the only thing I can guess.
What is the difference, the variance that was correct?
Oh, I know. It's almost nothing. It's so close to correct.
Have you heard you've heard both of them?
Both the pronunciations?
Yeah. Oh, I haven't heard them.
Oh, no. I have not heard the after. Absolutely not. The way she says her name, though, is just slightly, ever so slightly off. It's
How
not
does she
that
say it?
Streisand.
Streisand?
Yeah.
And Siri was saying Streisand.
Yeah. Let me see if I can get her to say it. Siri, who is the star of Yentl?
Okay, I found this.
Oh, God. I hate Siri.
Oh, come on.
She's the worst.
A picture of Barbara Streisand. Okay, here we go.
Okay, Google. Show me Barbara Streisand.
Show off.
Wow. Underperforming.
Siri, what's the name of the star of Funny Girl?
Woody Allen. Isn't that Woody Allen?
Funny Girl stars Barbara Streisand, Omar Sharif, and Walter...
Streisand. See how she says Streisand?
See, they corrected it.
No, she's still saying it the wrong way.
Oh, she is?
It's not going to be corrected until September 30th.
We all have
circled
God,
that date on the calendar.
She's allowing that?
I hope to God that's an update we can deny.
Oh, I know. Wouldn't that be great?
Like, Apple just puts it on her phone. Although, listen, she'll mispronounce this one. This is... Siri. Oh, wait, I got to turn. How does this thing work? See, I never use her.
Okay, Google. Who is the star of Funny Girl? Come on.
The
The cast of Funny Girl includes Barbara Streisand, Omar Sharif, and others.
She said Streisand?
Yeah. She said it right.
Who's that chick?
Siri, text Tom Mazzaway.
What do you want to say to Tom Mazzaway?
Mazzaway. Do you like how I use the Australian accent?
Yeah.
Tom Mazzaway.
I just recently downloaded Waze.
Text Jake Chapman. Sorry, it's another one.
Ready to send it?
What? Well, never mind. Whatever.
Waze has a boy band voice.
Oh, fun.
Turn left up here. It's so creepy, but
cool.
The Kirk Kilpatrick interview was really entertaining.
Oh, yeah. He was good.
In a boy band.
He sounds like a cool guy.
Yeah, he was totally cool.
Yeah.
And I was glad to find out that he actually had some rock and roll in him. You know, because it was kind of funny when he said, you know, we're doing this a cappella stuff, you know, before NSYNC actually formed. Mm-hmm. And these girls are screaming. Who are these chicks, by the way, Trudy? You wouldn't scream at some a cappella band.
No, absolutely not.
But when you were these like posers?
16? I was into rock band, so.
Well, if you were 16, though.
No, when I was 16, I was into rock.
Yeah, bands, were you the Zeppelin?
You were into Pearl Jam?
Not when I was 16.
Oh, Stones.
Time Machine, but.
Come on.
You were a Who fan.
I was a Who fan.
You were a Vaughn.
David Bowie, yeah.
You didn't like Andy Gibb or Leif Garrett?
No, I don't know. I just didn't like any of the, like.
Roland Winkler.
Panty waist stuff. I like my rock hard.
Yeah. Should we call Roland Winkler?
Who's Roland Winkler?
He's the guy in the infamous, you know, when they used to do the. what was VH1 called?
Behind the Music.
Behind the Music, yeah. And
the
Behind
Leif
the Music.
Garrett.
On Leif Garrett.
Oh, yeah.
And they reunited him with his best friend who he got in a car accident and he was paralyzed.
Right.
Don't be sad. It's the best thing that ever happened to him.
And
he says that.
So he had to sue Leif Garrett, his best friend. And in fact, he won a lot of money and Leif was bankrupted by it, wasn't he?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And really? So Behind the Music reunited them. And it's one of those seminal, really just kind of. Cheesy, hokey TV moments.
Yeah.
It might be the king.
That's absolutely memorable as hell.
I dare say it's the king of Serious Issue Shallow Moment? Or what is it? Serious
it's
issue
it's right up there.
Shallow Thought, yeah. Serious Issue Shallow Thought.
Can
we find the audio?
A drop
that's probably not hard to find.
No.
Leif Garrett and Roland?
Yeah. Just look up for Leif Garrett.
Leif Garrett reunited with friend Roland on Behind the Music.
But you asked if we had Henry Winkler's number.
Yeah.
And I started looking it up and I said, no, but apparently I have Roland Winkler's number. Which, why would I save that? I'm mad it's taking up just one kilobyte of memory.
There it is. There's Behind the Music.
Awesome.
What was the heartfelt moment exactly?
When they're reunited. Because they wanted to be friends, but they couldn't be friends because of this lawsuit.
He just lost a multi-million dollar lawsuit.
And his career was going nowhere.
Somewhat like the puppeteer leaving the back of the stage. The puppets left crumpled on the cardboard stage there.
What? God, the imagery.
Leif was having
that's
a difficult time adjusting to adult life. Where once he lived by a rigorous schedule of recording, touring, and promoting, now Leif had little to fill his days.
He knew what was happening daily for the most part.
He was becoming a zero.
Somebody else was calling the shots. He was created.
No, because his music
and
sucked.
And played through daily that way. And now
he's a
that
teen
relationship
idol and
was done.
It was over.
So he went into a tremendous period of confusion.
Over the next several years, Leif appeared in a handful of low-budget movies. It says what little money he made, he spent on drugs.
Yeah, Cheech and Chong.
And I guess as the years went on, you know, you need something stronger and stronger.
Oh, my God.
By 93,
he
Leif
did the
wasn't
headband
just smoking
too?
Pot or snorting cocaine.
Oh, yeah.
He was smoking heroin. He quickly became addicted.
Leif.
He was never capable of completing a bike ride or a hike. It was always a major struggle. And this was very different for somebody that I knew as being extremely capable, extremely strong, even when he was out of shape.
Leif managed to hide his addiction for nearly 3 years. But by the summer of 96, he could no longer conceal his habit. Once outgoing and social, Leif became reclusive and secret. Friends and family say he looked terrible.
Apparently like a monster, you know? You get all those
cliche symptoms, signs, whatever, you know, the dark circles under the eyes, you know, his skin goes rotten on you.
Leif was showing all the telltale signs.
Skin goes rotten on you?
Yeah.
What's that from?
And if he didn't get help soon, many feared he would die. Ironically, it was Nicolette Sheridan, the woman who broke Leif's heart years earlier, who came to his rescue.
Nicolette Sheridan, when Leif was 16, Nicolette Sheridan was 15, and she was his girlfriend, and she moved into his parents, his mother's house, and actually was sleeping in Leif's bed every night.
Oh my God.
When she was 15, and he was 16. And then she dumped him, of course, when his career started going south. She's like, see ya! And what was her, was she in Knott's Landing, or...
Can't
remember either, but she was smoking hot. So anyway,
Where's Rollo? Oh, there's
Rollo.
It's coming. We're close.
There's
we have
Rollo.
To be.
Look at him. Look at how sexy Rollo used to be. That's him on his roller skates.
What's going on? We'll play. There we go.
But Leif admits fear has kept him from reaching out to his old friend, and now after two decades, he has no idea how to find.
Cool dude, man.
Yeah, we need the whole paralyzed
station, which was about a mile away. I'm the police. I'm not coming back until you're all out of my house.
But he did come back, and everybody hugged and cried. And
the Roland story.
That's where they meet.
We all love you, and you're going to be okay.
Who the hell are these people?
After hours of tearful pleading, Leif agreed to seek treatment. Nicolette drove him to a drug rehabilitation center and checked him in.
After a half hour, jumps into a cab and came home.
It's his wake-up call. Soon, intervention failed to get Leif the treatment he needed, but it did serve as his wake-up call. Soon thereafter, Leif claims he kicked heroin on his own.
Oh, it looks better.
Since the age of 17, Leif has carried immense guilt about the tragic events of November 3rd, 1979.
Oh, here we go.
The night Leif, driving intoxicated, rolled his car, paralyzing his friend, Roland Winkler.
I'd love to sit down and talk with him, you know, sometime.
All right, let's do it.
It's been 30 years.
This fear has kept him from reaching out to his old friend. And now, after two decades, he has no idea how to find him.
We found Roland.
What?
Really?
How's he? On the hook.
Why doesn't it?
Is he?
He's got a lot of your money.
It was news he wasn't prepared to hear.
He went through his hard times as well. But he said, you know what? I'm okay.
Wow, what kind of lawyers does Leif Garrett have?
But just days after learning of his whereabouts, Leif and Roland were on their way towards their first meeting in 20 years.
Yes.
At the same time as I'm nervous, I think it's a really positive thing to be doing.
Closure. It's a piece of shit car Leif's driving.
Yeah. Oh my God, there it is.
After 20 years of agonizing silence, neither Leif nor Roland knew exactly what to say.
Oh, geez. He has to lift his legs up.
Ooh, ouch.
What's up?
Hey, what's up?
Tripping. Really, I'm nervous about seeing you, yeah. A lot of years, yeah, in between. I didn't even know what to say.
This type of conversation probably ran through my mind a million times by now.
I would say you need a new hairstylist.
I couldn't sleep a wink last night.
A wink later.
You know, one of the questions I got is, what the hell happened that night?
Oh, that's where that came from.
I have
from.
No idea.
It dropped. We used to play it forever.
I was outside the car, and you were still in the car.
You were hammered. That's what happened.
You were screaming at me or yelling at me, straighten my legs out. And they already were. I mean, I knew right away that something was definitely wrong. And I ran up the hill to use the call phone, called the police and ambulance. I've, for the longest time, wanted to tell you that I'm so sorry that this happened. I'm really sorry that all that...
Oh, take your time. I mean,
that this happened to you.
I'm in two decades.
And,
yeah, he won't know eye contact.
Ready for a bomb?
That's where that came from.
You saved my life that night.
Oh my God.
What? You saved my life that night.
No. I don't know how you can tell me that
with that, you know, that incident changed you, you know, in your life for the better.
It did. It made me work really hard on who the hell it was I am.
Better with legs.
You know what? I would not trade places with you in that situation.
Yeah.
If it came to $100 million, I wouldn't trade places with you in that situation.
Because yeah, I have your money now.
That's just like the coolest thing anyone's ever said to me.
There it is.
Is that really the coolest
thing?
Remember
one day you came in when I was in the hospital and gave me a radio?
No.
I still have it.
Because I can't buy a new one with all your money.
Wait, the what he gave him?
Some radio.
Oh. How pathetic I am. I still have it.
I put it on high shelf.
I'm so sorry.
My life has so little meaning that means a lot to me.
Oh my God.
I'm so sorry.
He looks like Johnny or Edgar Winter.
Yeah.
But it wasn't to be all right. Coming up, once again, Leif is close to getting back on track, but the old demons still stalk him.
If you're going to make your name as a teen pop star, it is incumbent upon you not to develop a nasty drug habit.
No, he has an addictive nature.
Oh, my God.
As I'm sure everybody knows.
His mother's hot.
I absolutely believe that an addict can shake their demons.
Okay.
Difficulty.
Roland, we talked to Roland.
Yeah.
He's a cool guy. He's a really nice guy.
He's a really good
dude.
He's
an incredibly nice guy. And he does... He was making all those. He had a synthesizer or something. He was putting up all those
Rolling
songs.
Rock.
Yeah, he would do like Metallica songs on. Well, can you find? Can you find one
I'm
of them?
For it, yeah,
Rolling Rock.
It
I
used
like
to
Rolling
be just
Rock.
RollingRock.com.
But he would do. You know,
it's not RollingRock.com anymore.
Oh,
well, unless I'm spelling it wrong.
Just search on Roland Winkler's music.
It wrong. I typed it wrong.
Roland Winkler's tunage. YouTube.
I found his Facebook page.
Oh.
Shared a link to Queen, Fat Bottom Girls.
Really?
Because
mm-hmm.
He's a huge Raiders fan.
Rolo is? He's got season tickets with Leif's money.
Shared an anti-Michelle Obama picture.
Oh.
Yeah, he's got very Republican values, low taxes. He's got a lot of money.
He's got all Leif's money.
Yeah, it's Leif's money. He's got to hang on to it.
Huh.
Oh, I can just I can hear his music in my head.
Is it like synthesized?
Yeah, it's like
yeah, imagine
keyboard music.
A Moog,
yeah.
I don't know.
Moog.
But imagine hearing a Metallica song on a keyboard.
Oh,
just
you know
a keyboard.
What?
Should we call him and find out what happened to his website?
Maybe he'll play something live for us.
I want a disc of that.
No, you don't. You have to lie.
I do. No, I'm not going to...
Ask Google if she can find Roland Winkler's music.
Oh, she won't be able to find that.
I have Leif Garrett's number, too.
Oh, Siri.
Find Roland Winkler.
Siri, find Roland Winkler's music for me, please.
Searching for Roland Winkler's on the iTunes.
Oh,
she is the worst!
Damn you.
There you go. That's Rolo's number.
Whoa.
Siri... Siri, Roland Winkler's music. Have a clue.
This is
just complicated to search with the have a clue part.
I don't see any Winkler songs.
Really?
Oh, God, you're the worst.
You're not looking hard enough.
I'm not, huh?
Oh, wow. Yikes.
Okay, Google. Show me images of Roland Winkler.
Pictures for Roland Winkler.
Hey. All right, then.
Siri, look, bitch. You work for me.
Huh. Yeah. Let's dial him up.
Siri? Siri, you're being a big bitch. You work for me. Find Roland Winkler's music. Now! Oh, speechless are you?
Here we go. We don't have his music to play underneath. We'll have to play, yeah.
Well, she printed exactly what I said. Siri, you're being a big bitch. You work for me. Find wrong with music now.
Yeah.
That's how she pronounced Roland Winkler.
The software.
Come on, Rolo.
Leif Garrett when he was... That's like child pornography, isn't it? When he was how old was he when he started?
He's like 14.
Wow.
I know, it's
Jesus.
It's sex symbol. Oh, Rollo, come on.
He's alive, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
for sure.
There's some other idiot named Roland Winkler who does music online too. Screw this.
Leif's money's
dude.
Keeping him alive.
When he's all out, then he'll die.
When he gets really down, he just remembers, I've got all Leif's music, money. What am I thinking about? Life's great.
It's terrible.
The best of everything. And Leif got ripped off by the Scotty Brothers, that record company, those weasels. Okay, I give up.
Oh, boy.
Bye-bye.
Where's the voicemail? Should we call Leif?
We have Leif's number?
Yeah.
Leif Lott?
Yeah, he had a great time last time he talked to
I
him.
Know, he loved being on our show.
I'm not joking, he really did.
So you have to remind him that he had a good time last time you spoke to him?
Maybe.
For sure.
I got to tell you, he remember when he played Lola? His version of Lola was really good.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Probably sold 4 copies of it.
Sadly, though, he was trying to push his own music, and his own music was, it was okay. It was like, it was kind of sad because here the guy was like 40 years old, and he's saying, yeah, it was this teen star, his teen idol, and you know they gave me these shitty songs to do. Like, what were his hits? Do Run Run?
Yeah.
That was like his biggest hit.
Right.
And it wasn't the kind of music I liked. I wanted to rock out like Zeppelin, man.
Aww.
I was a Zeppelin fan. I loved the Stones and the Who, you know, and all that music. And they made me do this crap. And, you know, I didn't have a good band. And so he was finally, he was going in the studio to do his kind of music. And actually, I think he wrote some of the songs. Huh. And they weren't bad, but they just...
You're great.
What? It exists online? Sweet.
So
here's Leif doing Lola.
I haven't heard this in years.
The remember, covers were the best songs.
I remember liking his version. Of it. Met her in a club down in Old Soho, where you drink champagne, tastes just like cherry cola. Well, it's hard to mess up the song, right?
That's a great song.
Did Leif or Bret Michaels have the headband thing first?
Mm.
And who wears it best?
I think... Let's see. I think Bret had it first.
Did he?
Read your friend's voicemail on Text Me. Please leave a message after the...
What? Was that the first one or the second one?
I don't know. I think this is about as bad as you can make Lola.
Who's into it? Why don't Roland and Leif rejoin and form a band?
Yeah, Roland rocks combined with Leif. You might have something that wasn't terrible. Maybe. I doubt it. Okay, please take this off.
No, it starts rocking.
Oh, man.
Just a poor quality version. Like, quality-wise.
Why is there so many effects on his voice?
Had to make it different.
None of them worked? Oh, man. They've all been DQ'd, all his numbers.
He didn't pay the bill, because Roland has all his money.
Ready for a bomb?
He is, oh, I know.
Having that night.
It's just the most ridiculous conversation.
Wow.
I mean, that used to get a lot of play, didn't it?
Oh, yes.
We used to play the shit out of it. I think everyone was playing that.
Did Family Guy might have poked fun
they
at
did.
It. SNL
they...
has poked fun at it.
Family Guy definitely did.
Yeah.
Huge.
Oh, boy.
Hey, this is a little off the subject, but when you get an oil change, how long do you have to wait?
10 minutes in and out. Where do you go?
The 30-minute oil change places.
30-minute?
Well, no, 15-minute. The 15-minute oil change.
Yeah, it doesn't take long at all.
Yeah, right. Go to one with Jiffy.
Anyway, I drive in there, and there's three places to get your oil changed, three doors.
Mm-hmm.
And at the first one, there's like a car getting its oil changed, and there's a car behind it. And then the second one, there's no cars. And then the third window, there's a car getting an oil change. So, of course, I drive to the center going, oh, cool, I can just drive right in. And they're like, no, you go to the left. And I come over the left one. So I go to the left one. I'm behind this guy. And the guy comes up and he says, "Yeah, what do you need? Oil change." I'm in kind of a hurry though. He said, "Okay, well, you'll be right after this guy. We're just getting started here, so it's going to be 15 minutes." So I'm like, "Oh, fuck. Oh, all right, whatever." So then after about 10 minutes, this lady drives up and they direct her in the center.
Oh, that's bull.
And they start working on her right away. And so I'm just so pissed.
Just lay on your horn until somebody came up and say something to you?
I should have. Then somebody pulls up behind her, and so there's three cars waiting, and I'm waiting. And anyway, the lady in the center, next thing you know, she's signing something, and she takes off.
Oh.
And the car behind her goes in.
Whoa.
And I'm still waiting behind this dude
oh.
who's doing God knows what. And so anyway, I didn't hit the horn, but I did get this guy's attention. And I said, "What's going on? I was here before those people in the middle." That just, and I hate even saying that because I've heard other people do it, and it just sounds so stupid. Like, "Oh, really? You don't have 5 minutes to wait?" Anyway, she says, "Well, she needs to get a few other things done, to her car.
Oh,
so it's just taking a few more minutes."
She's the lady that's, "Oh, I need a new air filter. Okay, put that in. Oh, I need
probably
a rotation."
Yeah.
Oh, they upsell.
Yeah, they always
easily upsold.
Which, by the way, if you just tell me unemployed, they'll stop upselling you on everything. What happened last time I went in?
Oh, good news.
So anyway, the car on the right that was with me standing in line, he takes off, and then the second car in the center bay, he's done and he takes off, and I'm still the last person. So I just put the car on rewind and just bolted.
Rewind.
Yeah.
Did you bolt and fast forward?
Yes, I bolt in rewind.
everything's so boiling right now.
I laid a little bit of rubber on my departure.
Sweet. Now, here's what I don't get. Once they came out and said that she had a bunch of extra stuff done, why didn't they move you? Why didn't they move you to the next bay?
Because there was already somebody waiting in the center bay. That person was done while I was still waiting, so I was just so pissed, and it was taking too long.
Was this place on Woodward?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was off Woodward, though. It was on
One on, though, Uncle Ed's on Woodward is fantastic.
Woodward and what?
Just by Potbelly's there, just south of Potbelly's on the west side. Go there.
Yeah, well.
They're really cool. They're really nice, too.
What an injustice, though.
I know. It's one of those small injustices, but it seems huge at the time.
But you have to swallow it and, you know, like it's not the battle you're going to fight. It's
just
a
do
small
yourself.
One.
Well, if I had, it's really funny. I'm actually technically unemployed. I felt like I'm in a hurry. Damn it! I'm an important person. I have a podcast. I have an optional podcast to do.
Maybe you had a bunch of errands to run. Unemployed people are people too. We have errands to run. We have to go to the unemployment office, which was a blast.
Oh, did you go to where'd you go to the unemployment office?
Oak Park.
Oak Park. That must have been a real thrill.
Yeah, it was great.
What was the clientele like?
What do you mean? Unemployed. They were all unemployed.
Well, what did the unemployment line look like?
The line wasn't that bad. There was somebody in line instructing another person in line what they had to do. So I'm like,
hey, experienced.
Let's just get a job here. You obviously know how this works. This lady's an expert. She knew how things worked better than the lady behind the desk.
Are there jobs at the unemployment place?
You would think so. It's probably the only thing not on Michigan Works.
I always think those people stay in those jobs forever, like a DMV.
Yeah.
Those people,
they're
just there forever. I mean, they must be zombies. They just go there and they just turn their brain off and just work the 8 hours and go home.
Although they were having a printer issue, so nobody could print their resume. Although I'm not going to toot my own horn, but I was in and out before anybody else was. And I think it just has to do with filling out forms faster than some people.
How many forms did you have to fill out?
About 7 pages worth. And then actually the trick was you have to put your resume up on the website, and I had already done that. But then I was a total failure because you're supposed to call Marvin on a certain date, and you're supposed to prove you're a real human being and not just somebody else by going to the office. That's why I had to go. And it's a minimum of 3 days before your Marvin call. And I did it the day before, so I'm probably not going to get paid for a while.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. Well,
sorry.
I hope Julie's still not listening because I didn't tell her that part yet. I'm not joking. Sorry, Jules. Hi.
Oh, well.
Hey, has Charlotte learned to ooh people?
No. Oh, we're working on that tomorrow.
Oh, good.
Oh, she'll get that. That'll work. She won't. She'll have trouble with the context.
Context. Somebody yeah, big time. It's really to
come down on a big timer. Right. Anybody's big timing. I mean, nobody can get away with anything on this show without getting rude. I mean, the slightest big time. LaDuff's having trouble understanding it. At first he didn't understand why he was getting ooed. And I explained to him, anytime you get slightly big time, you're going to get ooed. And so he started trying to do it back, but it was like, not. I wasn't even big timing because I'm so conditioned not to big time. So he's finding these really minor things to oo. But I think he gets it now.
I am so lost without anyone who understands that concept.
I know,
and yet there's thousands of people out there just dying to be part of it.
And I can't stop myself from doing it when it happens, and then people don't.
Oh, it's great doing it in a room of people where nobody knows what it is.
They just kind of cock their heads and look at you like, ooh. What?
Oh, nothing. Continue with your story.
Hey, Jay, did you have the Flacca guy's father up?
Oh boy.
Our Florida killer and face eater.
Face eating cannibal teen.
His father was on Dr. Phil. How did he get on Dr.? I mean, the Dr. Phil people must go on, we've just gotten you the booking deal of the year. Right. The get of the year. We've already got the face eater's father.
I have a theory on Dr. Phil. I think he pays for interviews.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I think he does.
Oh, okay. He gets a lot of these big ones first, and then they're not allowed to be on anything else for a while.
Mm. But can you imagine getting that call from we're calling from Dr. Phil. I mean, we're sorry about your son eating these faces or this face off and killing these people, and we understand he's in critical condition and everything, but we've got a pretty nice offer for you, about $5,000 to come on the doctor. I mean, now, what do you suppose they give him? $10,000?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, not ten grand. That's a lot.
$5,000?
Maybe.
Hey, we'll fly out. Put you up in a nice
first
hotel.
Class.
You and the old lady can have a nice little weekend while your kid's recovering and critical down there. While his organs start to function a little better.
See, I feel bad for the person that has to call to do that because, you know, right off the bat, they go, oh, how's the face-eating frat boy son of yours? And then have to pretend like they care about his rehabilitation in the hospital and how he's coming along.
Oh, well, gosh, I hope he gets better soon so they can try him for double murder!
Exactly. Exactly. Because, you know, they're trying to play the game.
Wait forever!
Who goes to that guy? He's a dentist. Who goes to him anymore knowing his kid likes eating faces?
Well, the face...
I wouldn't trust him.
The proximity to faces gene got passed along from him.
I know.
That's right.
They're both obsessed with the mouth area.
Oh, my God.
And he has a really bad accent.
Well, let's see.
Well, he's been busted a few times by the law.
Oh, the father?
Yeah, I think he has a couple old DUIs.
Oh, really?
I mean... It doesn't seem like almost everybody has a DUI at some point.
I wonder if he's going to mention that he speculated on how far his son could hit a baseball if they'd only gotten him to take some BP after he took the Flacca instead of eating people's faces off.
Or if he's going to enter him in the FFA.
Yeah, possibly. Or see what he can bench. If only. But let's see what...
It's really shame.
Videos are terrible, though.
After he ate these two faces, he benched 325 85 times.
Let's see the father of the face eater on the Dr. Phil show.
How do you feel for that couple that's sitting in the garage?
Get that man some bath salts.
One minute and dead the next. What do you say to their family?
And your kid did it.
The worst thing I could ever think of. Sorry. This is the biggest nightmare I could ever even dream of. It's what's happened.
Dream of?
Well, how could you possibly dream up your kid eating somebody's face after he kills them and their wife?
To those people. And I apologize for him.
Huh? Oh boy, he's a weird crier.
Because my husband would have never done that. He would never done anything like that.
What?
Is he related to the get my dog?
I understand Dwight Gooden better than this guy. Gooden's probably done bath salts.
He would never
get my dog.
Do something like that.
Huh?
I'm truly sorry.
Oh, got it.
Man, his face just collapsed. It was wild.
I'm all in the restaurant. I'm all in the food.
So guilty.
I should have just put it on the restaurant. We were noticing earlier before we started that Dr. Phil has crashed while this guy's telling the story.
No,
he's pretending to take notes, so he's got his head down, and he's got his yellow pen, and he is not paying attention.
Trudy. Wait, here we go.
Look, he does look very tired.
In the garage 1 minute and dead the next. What do you say to their family?
Try and translate it.
What a question.
This is the worst thing I could ever think of. This is the biggest nightmare I could ever even dream of. It's what's happened.
I'm holding together, but no.
Sorry for what my son did to those people. And I apologize for him.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Because my husband would have never done that. No, he would never know if they'd done anything like that.
Close captioning, please.
What?
He's such a good person.
Oh, yeah. Except when he's hungry for some face.
And when he's doing those stupid YouTube videos.
Face!
We're trying to keep him full and all the time because he likes to get some face. He almost sounds like Bill Cosby.
It's very close to a Bill Cosby impersonation.
He was bordering. He was in the neighborhood.
Doesn't know what to tell the jello, but he ain't the face. Stand.
Oh God, I feel so guilty.
I mean,
it's horrible. So those people butthole,
and I laughed at this guy.
My husband would have never done that. No, he would never done. Hey, no, they done anything like that.
Play that back, Jay, and hold it up to Siri, and let's see how Siri translates it. Since Siri's been on a translating kick today. And then can we do it with Android? Does Android have a name? Do they give a cutesy name?
No, you just
name?
Say Google. Okay, Google.
Okay. Yeah. Google, what the hell is this guy saying? Okay,
hold on. Silence. Silence on the set.
Hey, Siri.
Because my husband would have never done that. No, he would never know if they'd done anything like that.
Patience. Siri, be patient. The guy's kid just ate so much pizza. Jesus.
To answer such questions.
Silence. I'm sorry.
Three, two, one. No, he would never know if they'd done anything like that.
Oh. No one knows what he said. Thank you. Finally, Siri, some common sense.
You're in the club.
No one does. Thank you. Oh, I'd rather this guy does an interview with Siri than Dr. Phil.
The idea of that guy dream. Yeah. You know, I was just trying to dream up with the worst. What's the worst shit my kid could possibly do? Oh, I guess you could have a couple people at that.
No, they done anything like that.
They could drink up a bunch of primer in their garage and then eat the guy's face off. And they could stab the neighbor when he comes over to try to help. Shit, that'll never happen.
Any worse than that. Never done that. No, they done anything like that.
Let's see, how can I make it worse? Oh, we're out to dinner beforehand, and the food's taking forever to come, so he leaves.
Yeah, he storms off.
Since the last time, I'm the last one to see him sane. Jerry, can you put Android up to see what he does to Android?
I could try. I don't think anybody can, though.
Jay, okay. You ready?
Yeah. Okay, Google.
No, they done anything like that.
Oh no, that's not. It's not even.
What?
It's just gonna
pull up Hope Solo's butt.
It just dropped down all sorts of different commands.
Oh really?
Like, wouldn't touch it.
Just gonna pull up Hope Solo's butt again.
I'm proud of Siri for even responding.
If you ask me something like that, my face hurts.
They done anything like that.
Oh, man.
What?
There's news on that kid today.
There is?
Yeah.
There's news every day. I mean, that story is just people cannot resist reporting something on it. I guarantee those editors down floor are going, we're going to have something on the kid that ate the face. Just anything. The face. It was the same fucking thing as yesterday. Give me something.
The face-eating frat boy.
Yeah. Father of cannibal frat boy breaks down on Dr. Phil as he apologizes.
I think we dirt on that.
The victim's family tells how his son guzzled vegetable oil on evening of the killing.
Yeah. What was
vegetable
that?
Oil?
Well, that's before, I think, he ever went to the garage.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with the bath salts. That's all about getting the proper fats for my diet.
Right.
Because I lift weights. I don't use steroids.
Oh, I know. That kid's YouTube stuff is just
Dick.
I know. You really Dick. Almost feel like this couldn't have happened to a better guy after YouTube stuff because he's such a tool.
Yeah.
And he's so into his body.
Yep.
But the vegetable oil, that's well before any of this, right? Because he in the garage.
Why is he so hungry then?
Boston would have never done that. No one, he would never know if they'd done anything like that.
What?
Boy.
Well, I'm sorry, Drew. What were you saying to you? So this is well before.
Well, yeah, because in the garage, they believe his organs are failing because he drank something in the garage, and they don't know if it's paint thinner or paint if thinner. Was it paint thinner? Is that what they think?
Yeah, that's what I
heard.
God. I mean, to imagine what a fucked up mind.
I couldn't even dream something like that.
Somebody on Flacca, they're so hot, mm-hmm. and the guy's stripping his clothes off, and when he's done killing people and eating their faces off, he's, I got to drink something, anything. And he just sees, liquid. Pfft, starts drinking paint thinner.
How can you drink that kind of stuff anyway? If you're straight, you would immediately spit it out. You wouldn't even be able to swallow it.
Oh, I know.
You're superhuman.
How could you swallow it?
Yeah. You're superhuman.
Which is why you need to be in the batting cages.
Hey, did you happen to see the videos of the people on Flacca, the channel?
Oh, yeah. Content? Oh, absolutely.
The one where the woman's like, give him some milk.
Milk.
You haven't seen that?
No.
It's up there with Get My Dog.
Oh, really?
She they're trying to control somebody who's like going nuts. He just turns into that rubber guy that they put at the dealer ship, you know?
Oh, wow.
And he's doing that, and she keeps going, give him some milk. Give him some milk. Like a million times. Gross. I don't know why.
What? Because he's gonna digest the. Or that whatever's making that crazy activity going on is going to somehow...
Lactose to absorb
the possibly thinks that's an antidote. I don't know if you drink milk. But if you're trying to give somebody who's spazzing out milk, and they try to do it, and it's...
Well, that'd be quite hilarious with a gallon because it's got that small little spot.
Impossible.
It's just splashing out like every little bit, and they just keep splashing it instead of like an open cup.
We're watching people on YouTube going crazy on bath salts.
What are you on there, Mojo? You gotta be.
This guy's just dancing up a storm.
Thank you, doctor.
Comes up with the
he's grabbing his crotch.
That Mojo, bitch.
That's the doctor. She just diagnosed him.
Oh,
that Mojo.
Give that boy some milk.
Baller, that's that Mojo. That Mojo.
At some point, he kind of looks like the guy, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
The inflatable man.
Outside of his car.
He fuck around and grab me. Look at him. He's dead.
His body's incredibly flexible all of a sudden.
I'm getting something to drink. Shit, I ain't going over there.
Shit, I ain't going away. He looks like, I think not only should you go in the batting cages when you're in Flacca, but you should probably try gymnastics, because this guy's flexibility.
Mojo, they better leave that shit alone.
These are good observations.
I know.
Hell yeah, you get a bad batch. That Mojo ain't no good.
So what would you do for
they
him,
they making it themselves now. They putting all kind of, me too.
She's an expert.
They putting all kind of shit in that Mojo.
I don't know why she calls it that, though.
Mojo?
I don't know, but Mojo should use this for a promo on 955.
He needs some milk.
There we go.
He needs some milk.
Does he need
shit,
milk?
I ain't going over there. Grandma,
do you want to go over there? What's he on? Does he need anything
he
to drink?
Mojo, girl.
Oh, okay. She keeps answering the same three questions.
Get him some milk.
Okay, why don't you go over there?
Get him some milk. Okay. Shit, you see why? Get him some milk.
Would she drink something?
I'm scared.
Well, we'll go over
get
there.
I mean, I want them to know what Mojo doing to people.
Wow.
Oh, he's just like running.
Oh, somebody. Oh, he needs some milk.
He does not need milk. He needs to be restrained.
Oh,
he's like running full speed into a car.
I like that she films it instead of calling 911.
No, he needs some milk. Oh. They got milk. I see. I know.
Thank God there's a medical doctor here.
You work at a dairy? Why are you pushing milk on everyone?
This guy is wild.
Does a hand
get
a headstand.
He's right next to a car. He's just kicking the car. He's just like his legs can't stop kicking.
She actually has milk now. She's going to try it. It doesn't work.
Now, There's like four people trying to restrain him, but he's got the strength of 10 men.
And they're trying to pour milk on him.
Me neither.
Are they giving him milk?
Yeah. Is she here? Yeah. Fuck, I can recall.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Someone's
Stephanie
listening to this lady?
Ambulance.
Ambulance.
Stephanie calling. Give him that milk.
There's like five people restraining him, and someone's trying to pour milk down his throat on the basis of this lady yelling at
him. He was on Mojo. He didn't eat something spicy.
Oh, look, it calmed him down. Look, it worked.
It worked?
Oh, my God. Like, now they're just throwing milk somewhere at near his mouth, hoping it'll somewhere land in there.
Wait, it actually worked?
He's
Jamie,
like...
y'all better leave that Mojo alone.
Now his arms and legs aren't moving at all. He may be dead.
That was a good suggestion. What is that sound? Somebody pulled up in a car.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Has anyone considered 911? I don't know.
What's
a thought?
She's busy videotaping.
No, that milk, y'all. Water.
And by the way,
shock.
Use landscape. Water,
wait,
next
did
time?
You say water will put him in shock?
Yes.
Oh, right.
That
yeah,
water put him in shock, y'all.
In case you didn't hear the first what? 50 times.
Where'd she go to medical school? University of Helsinki.
Milk should use this as its next promotion.
Well, that's why I was wondering if it worked. It's probably a fake viral video by the milk board.
Oh, got
went
milk.
From got milk to this crap.
Give him some milk.
The Mojo. They
oh,
should
man,
hire
is
her.
Wild.
Isn't that that's, weird?
Is, how viral is that video? It's got to be hugely viral.
I don't know. Joey showed it to me the other day because you guys got him interested in watching flocking videos.
Oh, my God. 3 million views.
Oh.
3,135,912 views.
Wow.
695 people gave it thumbs down. What are you, nuts? 22,000 thumbs up, though.
It's all vegans.
Who are those 695 losers?
Vegans.
Are you kidding?
Buzzkills. Wow.
The Silk Company, because they want you to drink almond milk.
Oh, yeah.
That is crazy.
The non-dairy people.
Yeah.
God. Wow. Could anyone? You know, we were watching Dr. Phil, Trudy. I was reminded of your complaint about Dr. Phil that he talks too slow. And ever since you said that, every time I see Dr. Phil, I just want him to talk faster. It drives me crazy. He talks so slow. It takes forever to the whole sentence to come out or whatever the fucking point is. It just takes way too long. It's so
he
weird.
He ends like long, like yeah. That. He does just that.
Every point he makes, it just takes forever. You just really want to grab him and let's go, Phil. Jesus.
Put him on the next speed up. When I tried to edit him for the Dina Lohan audio, when you see a waveform of sound,
right.
Every single word is punctuated by a dead space, and you have to like, cut each one, and there's like 100 of them in one sentence.
Wow.
See, that'd be fun to dump the whole thing down and then use the program that takes out all the spaces and see how long the show really is.
Right, yeah. Oh, maybe that's why he does it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's trying to... They sold it originally as a half hour, but he wanted twice the
I didn't want to do twice the work.
I don't see how he can get make as many points as he wants to make in the course of a show because it's so damn slow. It's that slow.
There's no points to make.
Well, I don't know. He does get pretty good guests.
Yeah, he pays them. He has to pay them.
Is that become? I mean, a lot of people speculate on that.
No, it's just my speculation.
He's actually fairly good on talk shows, though.
And oh, he's okay.
He's funny.
Talk as slow.
He's always funny when he was on Letterman.
Yeah.
I just cannot imagine why the father of the Face Eater chose to go on Dr. Phil.
Because I had to get my dory out.
When was the facial consumption? Like a week and a half ago?
Yes.
10 days ago?
His son.
The kid is in critical condition. His organs are failing, and he's on fucking Dr. Phil.
This is the perfect time to get away. never done anything like that. I'm flying out to L.A. to go to Dr. Phil's show. This is the perfect time to go away. Explain this to the nation.
because my boss would never done anything like that.
It sounds like the dad is saying, my husband would never do something like that.
Play it again.
Because my boss would never done that. No, he would never knowingly done anything like that.
Derp, dop, dope.
He's married.
He married a dude. Man, maybe.
Okay. Oh, cool.
For that couple that's sitting in their driveway and in their garage 1 minute and dead
so
the next.
Slow.
What do you say to their family?
This is the worst thing I could ever think of. This is the biggest nightmare I could ever even dream of. What's happened.
Pushing his voice.
I'm deeply sorry for what my son did to those people. And I apologize for him.
Because my boss would have never done that. No, he would never knowingly done anything like that.
What is he saying? He's obviously trying to say he would have done anything like that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why so did that on the derps and the
he's
deeps.
Such a good person.
It does sound like he says my husband. That's really weird.
Close there. Captioning says husband and then D-U-R-P. Like derp, 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 derp.
Will he ever get another dental patient again in his life?
God, no. They're afraid he's going to eat his face. You're in a very vulnerable position when getting your teeth cleaned.
God, I can't believe.
Teeth and faces.
I know.
You know?
I can't believe his that guy's family. A dentist. I don't know why. It just seems like there's no way he's a dentist. Does not
seem like one. Well, yeah.
Considering his genes cause somebody to eat a face.
Not only that, but the dentist has to carry the conversation. You're going to be sitting in that chair and he's just going, how did the weekend been? What?
Well, his. Yeah, do you want to go to a dentist whose life is fucked? I mean, his life is fucked. I mean, he'll never, ever get past.
Now, wait a second.
Thank God the last decade went by because people used to talk about my kid eating that guy's face all the time, but now nobody even remembers it. It's great.
Although.
Completely past. Don't even think about it.
Although we've always talked about it, dude. The news cycle moves pretty fast. Who I bet you the lion killing dentist
Jay just wrote up there. The lion, yeah, that is
I bet you
the lion.
His practice is just A-okay
lighted.
Now.
Yeah.
I bet you it is.
Yeah,
I guarantee it. I mean, he's the last dentist I can think of that had been in the news.
Because my husband would have never done that. No, he would never knowingly done anything like that.
His son's on Dr. Phil going,
my dad would have never done that. He would have killed that lion. Cecil the lion.
Cecil, you remember his name.
He would have done that.
Forgot his name.
No, what about a rumbate? Nothing gorilla.
That's ridiculous. We've reached a new low.
Stupid low.
A new low has been reached.
Too bad we can't conference him with the get my dog and the give him some milk lady.
And the get my milk lady. Oh my God, what a trio.
Where is the
get my milk lady?
Lady?
She is, wow, she's amazing.
Give him some milk.
There's nothing identifying her, is there?
She should be cashing in on this, man. She could charge Mojo for using her audio. No. The
milk.
Yeah, the milk board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give my dog.
Milk mustaches.
Get that give my dog.
Get him some milk.
My dog ain't never done that.
All right.
Give my dog now.
Tomorrow.
Not me.
Charlie LaDuff on the Friday, and Mark, you coming in tomorrow?
Am I? All right.
I hope so. I mean, you don't have to, but
I don't think I'm going to have any life. I don't think I'm going to get hired between now and then.
Oh, well, not likely, but at least the unemployment's rolling.
We'll that's yet to be determined.
Trudy, have a great weekend.
Hey, thanks, Drew.
And we'll be listening to 94.7 WCSX.
Oh, you'll be in bed.
For most of the show, our employed member of the podcast, Trudy and Jim, 6 to 10 a.m., Monday through Friday. And we'll catch you with Charlie and Mark tomorrow. Have a great one, everybody.
See ya! Because my boss would have never done that. No one even knowingly done anything like that.